today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion. You're invited to call in 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you, your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the subject. 100 days and counting. What are your thoughts about what President Trump's been able to do? What are your thoughts in relationship to the 200-plus suits against President Trump in his orbit of cabinet and leaders? What are your thoughts in relationship to the injunctions where most everything that Trump has attempted to do to clean up the sewer, to drain the swamp and clean the sewer, most everything he's done has been blocked by the courts. And we've had constitutional attorney after constitutional attorney, legal professors that say that's unconstitutional, you cannot do that. Supreme Court, in my opinion, they already know that that's unconstitutional and it ought not to be done. Why aren't they intervening? Why hasn't John Roberts, the Chief Justice, taken a stand and say to his courts, and it's about, as one writer said, over 600 of these judges out there, why is it that John Roberts hasn't reined them in and stopped them with what they're doing? We're talking about those things that are taking place today that's unethical, illegal, unconstitutional, yet we're seeing many on the left that are crying the blues, as the old cliche goes, for those that have been deported. And again, I'll go back and read a headline, then we'll take our next caller. City adopts an unwritten policy that pro-life voices are not welcome in public spaces. We're finding that popping up across the nation. We're seeing more and more where if an individual goes to a city council meeting and tries to pray, they're not allowed to pray. We're seeing more and more where if a mom or dad goes to a city, to a school board meeting and bring up the subject of the raw pornography that's being taught in the classrooms, their mics are shut off and they're ordered out of the room, et cetera, et cetera. We're seeing a proliferation of immoral, ungodly, unholy activities fighting against the Christian and the biblical values. And I simply say it's because, as the Scripture reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where the Scripture says there, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour." And I believe that's exactly what we see taking place today. I believe Bob is on the line. Bob, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. Thanks for the call. I've got a different take on this whole thing, probably different than most of your listeners. And I think this all started from that Oval Office meeting with Zelensky a few months back. And I think what happened with that meeting is that there was a division that took place between America and Europe. And you know the scriptures, And you know that when the Antichrist shows up, he's going to have a revived Roman Empire under his control. And I firmly believe that the revived Roman Empire is currently underway as we speak.
No question about it. Absolutely. Go ahead.
And I've coined a phrase, and that phrase is that Europe must increase and America must decrease. So I think that's what we're watching right now.
I believe you're right on the very verge of having hit the target completely. We're witnessing and watching the coalition, coalescing the coming together of most of Europe. And one of the things, Bob, if I might insert this additional thought, the thing that's coalescing and bringing together most all of Europe today is one serious element. That is the Islamic jihadist element. In France, the Islamic jihadist control. In Germany, most of the control today is Islamic jihadist. In most of Europe today, the Islamic jihadists are in control. And that is part of what I see taking place according to the scripture with the final days, because the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 11 and Revelation chapter 13 and others, but Daniel 7 and 8, Daniel 11, I believe we're going to find, we know that based on the scripture what's going to take place. We just do not know when. By the time the rapture of the church takes place, the Antichrist steps on the scene. And according to my Bible, he would be an Islamic jihadist that will be the one that will be the Antichrist. The Islamics are looking for the hidden imam, the one that will come on the scenes and be able to bring about world peace. And they, under their philosophical, I hate to call it theology, it's not theology, but under their dogmatic belief, there must be a world in total chaos and confusion to usher in the Mahdi, the hidden imam, that will join hands with the returning of the Lord Jesus, that will bring about all the world turning to Islam. We see that churning. We see nothing about it in the news, hear nothing about it by the any of the political leadership, even the conservative ones, but that is behind the scenes. It's bringing Europe together, which will in fact bring about the coalescing of the revived Roman Empire. You're exactly right. It deserves our prayer, deserves our attention, and we need to recognize, Bob, as I believe you do, that though we're thankful to see Trump in office, we're thankful to see God's divine intervention, yet at the same time, we cannot place our total trust and confidence in him. I believe it's time America needs to turn back to God, look to God. There needs to be a revival in our churches. We need to put away the entertainment in the churches, need to put away the rock and roll music in our churches, need to put away the strobe lights and the smoke machines in our churches, and turn back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God if we want to see God deliver America. That's my position. What say you?
I say that I could not have said it any better than you just said it.
Well, brother, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Yonblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking my call. Yesterday and today, you spoke about some of the accomplishments of President Trump there in regards to transgender and DEI. I'd like to add to that list there to some points that were not taken, but I'd like to add them anyway. He pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord. He declared a state of emergency and American energy. So drill, baby, drill. He has also removed the DEI qualifications and just skullduggery that's going on in the Pentagon, and allowed soldiers, or has made a directive to tell soldiers to be soldiers. Soldiers, first and foremost, should train to defeat and take away our enemies. Ability to wage war against us there. They shouldn't be learning pronouns. It has nothing to do with waging war. Those are three accomplishments that benefit our nation. The previous caller talked about America must decline. That's correct. I don't recall America being anywhere in biblical prophecy. What will make us instantly decline is the removal of a good portion of our Christian population. Mm-hmm. This nation would cease to function as it currently does without those individuals. I certainly pray and hope that I'll be taken on that day too, but I am not going to feel bad for those left here. And it's up to us as Christians to point them in a direction lest they want to hang around for that 7 years.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is a phenomenal thought and recognition is that the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. And a lot of people disagree with the rapture. They said the word rapture is not in the scripture. They're 100% correct. It is the Latin term rapturus, sudden snatching, sudden pull it, snatching away. And that's what is the next thing on the calendar of God. No signs, no dates. The next thing could, in fact, the rapture of the church could take place before this broadcast is over. The sudden seizure, the snatching away of every child of God, everyone that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And as I was recently talking with someone in relationship to that, I said, I'm ready. I've already got my ticket. The ticket's punched, and I'm in the fast lane. I am ready. But one of the things that multitudes of Christians, I believe, are lost in the dark, so to speak, they feel as though it will always be like it is today. There will always be the church. The church doors will always be open. There can always be a decision. I think I'll go to church this Sunday. I think I'll stay home this Sunday. I'll go fishing. I'll go to the football game, etc., etc., where there's an abandonment of the body of Christ, the local New Testament church. And as we see that, as bad as it is, as heartbreaking as it is, we need to understand also that the Bible tells us that that's going to happen in the last days. There's going to be the falling away, the apostasy, and it's the apostasy, the falling away, that sets the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene time the church is raptured out. In fact, I'm looking forward to about another 6 or 8 weeks having a new book that I've had the privilege of authoring, The Rapture Debate, -Solved. And it's talking about the rapture of the church and those that disagree with it, those that agree with it, and what will take place biblically. I'm looking forward to that being in the marketplace for multitudes to understand what God's Word says, not my opinion, not what Baptists believe, Methodists, Presbyterians, is, but what the Bible says that counts. One question as an exit thought, Jim, what do you think about Alcatraz, with the reestablishing Alcatraz? What do you think about that?
Yeah, just yesterday I give you the same answer, sir. Yeah, refurb it. Unfortunately, the lunatic asylum that Alcatraz is located near will do everything they can to inhibit the government from either rebuilding, refurbish, or repopulating it. It's right there at San Francisco, if I remember correctly.
It's right there at San Francisco and San Francisco Bay. It's on a giant rock, if you will, a rock island. And
yes,
my question is, and I recall you touched on a portion of that in the broadcast yesterday. My question is, I don't believe that San Francisco and the loose likes, lost liberals there from a local or state level would have any authority over it. It's federal property. It's federal agency and the federal government, i.e. the spokesperson for that, President Trump. And as one of our callers today said, it'd be good to use some of these that we're deporting to put in there to rehab it. As one of the anchors on television, was talking about, it's going to take some gigantic work. And the anchor said, well, you know, I think President Trump has enough knowledge. I bet he knows some builders that can rehab that that place. But you're right. But one of the things that I see that the president's not said, my philosophy and my opinion is that President Trump is saying, we're going to prepare a place. If the court's going to prevent us from exporting, deporting, sending back to their places of domicile, those that are those that have come in as illegal invaders, if we can't send them back, we'll house them. Okay, you want us to give due process, and it's got 3, 4, 5, 6 years to work down the line. They can stay in Alcatraz for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. When their case comes up, we'll let a judge hear them, and we'll deport them then. I think that's a pretty good idea. I think that's a pretty that's a lot of wisdom in that. It's a whole lot better than spending $300 to $500 a night in prestigious hotels, motels across the nation, especially in the larger blue cities, where they're housing the illegal invaders that are coming in, providing cell telephones, money, 3 meals a day, and a posh hotel to stay in. I think it's time that we have some reasonable thinking, and Trump is doing that. Jim, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. A lot of things. You touched on so many things, but I still go back to the basis is this is not man on man. It's evil on good, and the evil is running rampant all over the world today. I just think about, we're talking about our country, and what's going on with Trump, it kind of makes me think of the Pharisees. And please understand, I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus Christ by any means. Mm-hmm. But the Congress, they're looking on this as somebody trying to take control, trying to take their power, trying to take their goodie bag, if you want to say it in that way. And they're going to do everything they can to stop it. They've even tried to kill him, but by the grace of God, that was unsuccessful. But I worry about man every day because I know they're not through trying. But as we look across the ocean, you hit on something that I've seen for some time now. The Muslims are taking over. They are about 70% of France. They're about 50% of England. And they're taking a stronghold throughout the rest of Europe. But guess what? Who is taking charge of the Democratic Party in the United States? Mm-hmm. Look who the leadership is, the true leadership. We're getting, it's going to be Muslim. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing the Muslim. And if you look,
I believe we lost Danny. Danny, you're still there? Danny's exactly right, by the way. I think we've lost Danny, but Danny's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. When we look at what's happening on an international basis, we see the Islamic jihadists rising up and taking control. That was the goal of Muhammad, and that is the thing that brought about the Crusades as a result of what was happening, trying to destroy the Catholic Church, the Catholic Christians, as they were called at that time. And we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. But Danny, you're back. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm back, Dr. Youngblood. I'm sorry for that. But like I was saying, the control in this world is like your earlier caller said, we must be smaller and he must be larger. Well, I associate that with God in everything I do. But he's right. It's like the United States is shrinking, and the communist Islamic state taking over. And so we got to pray.
Absolutely. And Danny, one of the things you said, let me bring it down to a little closer home analysis of what you've said. As we see the church diminishing, as we see the so-called believers dropping like flies, as we see the apostasy enlarging, we're witnessing and watching that vacuum, that void, being filled by the Islamic jihadists, being filled by those that deny the Lord Jesus Christ, being filled by those that are antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. And Danny, I find it fascinating. I'm looking at the headline, News from the 4th Century. New York Times finally discovers the Christian cross. This article goes on where the New York Times has written a 1,400-word investigatory piece in their paper about the cross. They said in this article, it seems that members of the faith wear them all the time. The members of the faith wear them as necklaces and such things. And the Times discovery has prompted a merciless troll online. For example, it took 2,000 years for the media elite to ask what those funny T-shaped necklaces are that everybody's wearing, with one snark remark after the other. This is real. People wear crosses, the New York Times said in its article. And it goes on to talk about those that are some of our high-profile, Ms. Leavitt, for example, Ms. Bondi, this writer says, and on their own, they wearing this cross. It makes me feel like God is the important thing for people and the government governing of the world. And it goes on to continue, and I'll read this and get your take. It continued, the Times, this New York Times, has the history lesson for anyone confused by this strange symbol. The cross, a symbol most associated with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, first emerged during the Roman Empire when it was an instrument of mass torture. Cross jewelry dating back as the 5th century is prevalent in the collection of the others, etc., what's in the museums in London. The report said, think about it, a 1,500-word article was used by a prominent newspaper explaining to the American audience what the cross is all about. Danny, that's a good example. That's a good example of how there's the left is totally oblivious as to who we are, what we are, and why we're standing as conservatives and Christians.
Well, of course, I guess what they think of more is what is it, the sickle and the moon or whatever it is. I can't remember what their symbol is, but they may look at that. But as you say, the cross has been around since Christ came onto this earth and has always been a symbol of Christian faith. So for somebody to come out all these years later and just talk about it, this nuanced cross, it just shows you where they're at.
And it shows you how
it makes you.
If I can say this, it shows you the dummies that they really are when it comes to who we are and what we are and what we stand for as Christians. This is a good indication also, Danny, of how we are living in a world of sin, living in a lost, darkened, dying, decaying world. And that's more the reason that as Christians we need to be salt and light. We're in a darkened society. We need to illumine the world through our witness for Jesus Christ. We need to take a stand. And I don't know about you, but Danny, I get a little weary, get a little bit out of shape, really, with the mindset among so many Christians. We need to be silent. We shouldn't say anything about government. Shouldn't say anything about civil government or anything about the politicians. We need to be silent because they're in control. We just need to pray for them and not say anything or do anything. That's the reason the church is in the condition that it's in today, because of spineless pastors and Christians that won't take a stand and won't be salt and light in the world that God's placed us in. So, Danny, it deserves serious prayer. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add to that, and it shows you who's training up our children. If the adults don't know what's going on, who's training up our children? I mean, it's a scary thought, but unfortunately, that's where we are. The Christians are doing I wouldn't even say a mediocre job of raising up children, but those outside of the Christian church certainly aren't. So this new generation coming along has no clue who Jesus is. They have absolutely no clue what's going on in the world. So, you know, I don't find it alarming. That's what's going on. It's scary. You better
Danny,
believe it's scary.
Danny, you're exactly right, and that's one of the problems that we have today is that we have so many anemic, ignorant, immature so-called Christians because of a lack of study of the Bible. When you think about what's happening in so many pulpits across America today, it's entertainment. When you think about what's happening in most of our churches today, it's the numbers, nickels, and noses mindset. It's not a mindset that God's charged us with the responsibility of teaching the Word, preaching the Word, and standing on the Word of God. We've gotten away from that, and as a result of that, we're watching the foundation of the church crumbling. The real church, the body of Christ, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, 17, and 18 in particular. But God is still in control. And Danny, I'll leave you with this one thought. Headline, leftist school board member rages. How much prayer do you need? And this is about a school board meeting in North Carolina, and the lady that was about to speak wanted to open her comments by simply praying. And as she started praying, they started screaming that we do not need prayer here. How much prayer do we need in this meeting? That's the mindset today. That's what's undermining and destroying our nation, when it's the socialist, communist, Marxist left that believes that somehow, some way, we can extricate ourselves from God and somehow, some way, still expect God to bless America. Danny, it deserves our serious prayer and our attention today. Even though we see 100 days and counting with the good things that President Trump has done under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, we can't let off the gas. We've got to keep pressing forward. We've got to keep standing for truth. We've got to continue being salt and light that God's called us to be. Danny, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at an article. In fact, the newsletter from ACLJ, Jordan Seculo, says the radical left is quietly attacking Christians all across America. Christians who have been arrested, fined, and even jailed simply because of their faith. He goes on to say, no, we're not talking about Pakistan. We're not talking about Iran. We're not talking about India, where we have rescued Christians from imprisonment in the past. We're talking about the preachers being arrested in Chicago, pro-life advocates facing unconstitutional criminal charges in Ohio, carrying a cross and spreading the gospel landed a Christian couple in criminal court in North Carolina. But the attacks are intensifying. We just filed, this is ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, we just filed another lawsuit after a pro-life Christians were threatened with citations and even arrest for sharing their affirming, life-affirming faith message with women in front of an abortion clinic. The left is working overtime to silence Christians in America today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, most Christians listening, most conservatives listening cannot recognize that, because the Gestapo thugs hasn't broken your door in, because you've not been arrested for your faith, because you've not taken a public stand and faced the enemy because of what you're saying or standing for. Somehow, some way, there's a cocoon that so many are in today, believing that everything's okay because it's okay with me. I'm looking at another headline. Leftist school board member rages. How much prayer do you need? It goes on to say in this article, how much prayer do you need? According to Pam Escobar, a member of the county school board, how much God do you really need? It goes on to say in this, I knew there would be resistance, because anytime you put back something back that has been taken out, the struggle is much harder to get it replaced. The article goes on to say that individual was blasted. Listen, that individual, the name Escobar, blasted the Republicans on the school board for daring to bring up the Almighty. They didn't come here to pray with you, she said, referring to the school board employees. If you want to pray with them, take them to church. You want to evangelize and be evangelical, do that. Go for it, but not on my time, not on their time, and not on the community's time. We're not in that business, he said. This is not the time or the place. I don't know why you need to pray to take this job seriously, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we find a diminishing mindset, a demeaning attitude toward Christians, even in our society today. And listen, the more President Trump and his team engages in draining the swamp and cleaning the sewer, the more stench we're going to find as the aroma in the air across America, with the left's mindset that we've got to protect our territory, we've got to protect our stand, and we've got to eliminate anyone that is a Christian, that is a patriot, that is a conservative, if they're in the orbit of President Trump. Recently, one professor in Maine, the state of Maine, said that President Trump needs to be assassinated, and everyone that follows him, everyone in his orbit. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how much hatred and animus is out in our nation today because of what God is doing in America through one man, President Donald J. Trump. We need to continue to pray that God's grace would abound and that he would have the strength and the wisdom and the protection to continue to serve and go beyond just this 100 days. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.